Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And he went on to say, you've got to confront people and say they're wrong and shame them. That's what this is all about. Hey, you're washing your clothes. That's bad for the earth. Water's not renewable. They're just training you to pay more for water, more for less. Hey, you know, your car is evil. Carbon dioxide, pay Al Gore money. And it powers the globalist, but it also lets them distract away from all the real environmental issues. George Monbiot and all these big environmental chiefs come out and say, I like Fukushima. This made me really believe that nuclear power is great. By the way, that was in his article he wrote in The Guardian. I'm not joking. He said, this is wonderful. It's meant to be over the top. So people are like, well, radiation is good, but carbon dioxide is bad. See, they make it like, well, either you're for toxic waste in the water or you pay Al Gore money. You're either an environmentalist to pay him money and Rothschild money, or you just want to drink poison. No. You don't hear Al Gore worried about bisphenol A and thousands of plastics that was put in there to sterilize people and destroy their endocrine system. You don't hear him talking about that. You don't hear them talking about all the other GMOs. I mean, just all these serious issues, because that's their program of control. You know what bisphenol A does in runoff to the wildlife? Well, they're not worried about real issues. In fact, the environmental movement is there to cover those up. But we have been exposing it. So now in the stores everywhere, bisphenol A free. We expose the different chemicals in the stick-free stuff. Advertising, oh, this is safe. We actually have the power. They want to lead the environmental movement so they can continue destroying the earth. These people are sick, demonic pigs. He doesn't want us having factories here with our clean-burning coal systems. He wants it over in China, where he's got big stocks. He is a demonic, lying, hardcore sicko. Cannot look at Al Gore, big, giant, fat, ugly Nelly. Let's go ahead and talk to Ty in New York. Ty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Al Gore. Okay, so when was this guy ever a climatologist, a meteorologist? He has a PhD in what exactly? I mean,
well, he invented the Internet. He made the Earth. Remember, he'll point to a hand-picked group of scientists who, it turns out, were paid to lie. And we have their own emails. A bunch of criminal scumbags.
This guy has no credentials. I mean, I'm in academic publishing. And, you know, this guy's never written a peer-reviewed paper. He has, and I've called people on this to their face, and they, you know, where he says we need to shout these people down. When I say, well, here's the facts, and how is Al Gore qualified?
Ty, hold on, because I'm going to hold you over to the next segment, because I want the full audience to hear you. Some stations don't carry this first 5 minute segment, so I want you to repeat what you're saying and expand on it. But have you ever noticed they have a script they follow where they go, peer reviewed? When we got all their climate documents 2 years ago, they would counter with, we've got peer reviewed, you're paid by the oil companies. It's actually the mega oil companies financing the carbon tax to shut down coal, which is their biggest competitor. And I'm not saying petrochemicals are great. We should move away from them. But paying that fat slob money isn't the way to do it when he's the biggest shareholder in Occidental Petroleum. Did you know that?
Yes, actually, I did. His father was a major holder of Standard Oil and Big Tobacco. So for this guy to, like, lay into people, yeah.
Oh, you're informed, Ty. I know. He is such a scumbag con artist, like a guy in a white suit at a used car lot with a corncob pipe. I mean, this guy literally is out of central casting, a giant, humongous dog turd. And I've had enough of him. This son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I apologize. Folks, I never get like this on air. We have a lot of family stations carrying us. I apologize. This is a piece of garbage who literally robs our families. The power bills have basically doubled in the last 3 years in Austin. They're talking about doubling them again. To pay this maggot sucker money. You got the Rothschilds renting huge private islands, huge yachts, private wide body jets, huge palaces everywhere, private trains, owning the climate exchange, and they're telling old ladies in England, don't take a hot bath, and the old ladies aren't taking...
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave... Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you go to Infowars.com, we've got three separate video reports, and the top video report details the green terrorist. These people are control freaks. They're authoritarians who package their political takeover of society, and that they have the moral high ground and are our political bosses. It then distracts everyone from real environmental issues that we have, like cross-species genetic engineering, chimera clones, open-air testing of pharmacological crops, including corn that grows live HIV virus. Oh, yeah, you better look into pharmacological crops. These are the things that could really screw up our planet and could potentially wipe out humanity. But, oh, no, we never hear about that. We get lectured, and I played part of the clip earlier. You can go watch the full five-minute video at Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com also has it. It's the Daily Caller. Gore, global warming skeptics are this generation's racist. And he's sitting there in the full video with this, crony. And the crony is saying, everywhere I go now, I get laughed at when I bring it up. Just a few years ago, we were saving everyone. But what do I do? And Gore goes, you've got to fight back. You're like the civil rights movement being hit with the water cannons. You know, he said there was a time, you know, when people would say, don't be racist, and we're laughed at. But later, now people are embarrassed to be racist. And in Europe, they call it Holocaust denial. They're talking about arresting. They called in England for arresting Lord Monckton, who's a scientist, for saying it's bull. Let me read some of the quotes. He continued, there came a time when friends and people who you work with or people you were in clubs with, you're much younger than me, so you didn't have to go through this personally. I'm talking about segregation. But there came a time when racist comments would come up in the course of conversation, and in years past, they were just natural. Then there came a time when people would say, hey, man, why do you talk that way? I mean, that is what's wrong. I don't go for that sort of talk that way around me. I just don't believe in that. That happened in millions of conversations, and slowly the conversation was won. And he goes on, we have to do the same thing to win the conversation on climate, Gore added. Think about this. They sit there and they lecture you and they get in your face and they make you comply. And, oh, you want a bag? Even HEB's doing it now. You at first it was just the environmental stores. You want a bag? That's bad for the earth. And I'm like, hey, these stinking bottles have bisphenol A in them and leach out in the landfills and absolutely sterilize and kill all sorts of animal life. Don't lecture to me, big mouth. It's all a bunch of ninnying little Nazi control freaks trying to boss everybody around. They could care less to make sure their master, Lord Rothschild and Lord Gore, get all your money. You pay money in the carbon tax directly to these fat pigs. What a scam they came up with. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go to Ty, Drew, Craig, James, Greg, Joss, Don, Cheryl, Richard, Dangerous, and others. You're on the air, Ty. Go ahead and make your point. Ty, okay. In New York.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. So, yeah, I mean, again, as I mentioned, you know, this guy and his whole, you know, research angle, he's not himself in any way qualified as far as academic, climatologist, meteorologist, PhD. as I stated. Now, the problem
is... sir, he's not incorrect. He knew full well NAFTA and GATT was going to shut us down when he promised it would double jobs in 10 years. It's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why his daddy was a big part of Standard Oil and why Al Gore owns the biggest piece of Occidental Petroleum, dumping oil all off the coast of California. He's a hardcore operative. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to look at is when you look at all the carbon-based research, first of all, it's correlative, it's not causality. There's been no actual proof.
They use fake models, they lied, they engage in fraud. NASA, 2 weeks ago, had to admit most of the heat goes out into space. They took that out of the model to prove their point. They're liars!
Yeah, they put the sensors near urban environments, and the people who took the grant money, again, I'm in publishing, in academic publishing, and these guys that took that money from these quote-unquote research institutes and think tanks, they didn't disclose that they were paid for the same people that were funding what they were doing. So they
That's right. They got caught all over the world openly putting the sensors generally out on airport tarmacs. An example, it's 107 today in Austin. On the blacktop, because I have a thermometer in my car, it says 112. That's how they ran their op.
Exactly. And, you know, when you look at all the data empirically and how it was reviewed by the same people that wrote it. So the whole thing is flawed.
And then not flawed, it's on purpose. We got their emails where they're all going, how do we hide the decline in temperature over the last decade?
Right. Well, that's probably better said. And the things you say about GMO and, yeah, I work with Big Pharma, and, yeah, you can't even imagine how dirty these guys are. And,
because I've talked to all the real scientists. I've seen the real facts. GMO is already spreading, and it's mutagenic because when they splice things, it makes it mutagenic, meaning you can jump across into species it couldn't before. I'm telling you, folks, it's the GMO that is going to get us. It's how many studies show in every rat study that it sterilizes them completely within three generations, every major GMO crop. And then fake right-wingers get up and say, well, you know, George Washington Carver took different squash and different tomatoes and bred them. No, that's like dogs or horses. That's breeding. That's totally natural and good. I'm not talking about taking four different types of dogs and making a French bulldog. I'm not talking about breeding tomatoes together or even creating hybrids. I'm talking about injecting over 100 different species genetics into another species and then open air planting it, putting corn out that grows its own pesticide so that the bugs won't eat it. And then, of course, it's linked to organ failure in humans and mammals. What do you think? The bugs can't eat it, but we're supposed to? I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. The mutagenic effect of these things is completely unpredictable. And at any point, if you have a mutation, you could literally kill the entire, you know, another adverse reaction to a different food
supply. It's unbelievable.
So,
I've had Nobel Prize winners on. I've interviewed hundreds of scientists who – I've talked to scientists. In fact, I forget the British guy's name. He's real famous. He's won all these awards. He was making millions a year heading up the biggest biotech company in England. This is like 15 years ago. And the potatoes they produced – we're sterilizing all of the guinea pigs. And he went and he said, we can't feed this. And they said, shut up. Listen, these are supposed to have some other built-in goodies. Just don't worry about it. I've interviewed Russian scientists where they develop stuff. And they go, this is sterilizing the animals. And they said, don't worry about it. You know, hey, we're feeding GMO soy to these rats. They're all sterilized in two generations, three generations. They said, just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. There's too many people. Wink, wink. So they tell you, just like they build Trojan horse backdoors into all of the cell phones under federal law, you're told they're putting one trait in a plant to make it use less water or last longer on the shelf or whatever the case may be, but they can stack the traits, and they're stacking traits in, and it's the perfect place to hide them. Anything else? I'm sorry I'm ranting.
No, not at all. I just want to say real quick, I live in New York City, and this whole thing with Bloomberg and this hype and this media insanity – It's just more fear-mongering. It was a non-event. I've been to nor'easters that were worse. I mean, yeah, you want to
but
talk about
But wait a minute. The New York Times says New Yorkers are now ready to give Al Gore their paycheck because it says right here, seeing Irene as a harbinger of change in climate, and it says Obama was at the command center, and it wasn't as bad because he was there.
Yeah, he saved us all. But, you know, they had shots of the Freedom Tower during the hurricane, like, well, let's see how bad it can get, and then they start talking about 911. I mean, it's insanity. So, yeah, I'm with you. So, thanks for your time. I don't want to take all the other lots of people. So,
Thanks, Alex. Listen, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to try to control myself. This is something that's only happened maybe 10 times in my radio history, and I'm sure it won't happen today. But I'm going to attempt to get to the 15 callers or so that are holding at least. Okay? I'm going to try to get to you. And just have your question, have your comment ready. Make it. I'll make a short comment. We'll move to the next person. Because I got Libya to get into. I got globalist water grabs. They're grabbing all the major water supplies. A globalist bank where I live in Austin. No one even cares. LCRA trying to hand everything over. I told you this would happen. A public utility that we paid for in taxes. They just give it away. That's not privatization. I've got Mexicans are staging drug raids inside the U.S. Yeah, Mexican cops are in the U.S. We'll get into that. It's all coming up. Infowars.com.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rossberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever. Our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Control freak, dirtbag, Nazis gets in your face, you should feel sorry for them. Most of them are just like Nazis under Hitler. They think they're doing good. They believe in what they're doing. They don't know that eugenics got caught under Hitler and that it came from the U.S. and England, and that they openly said in the 50s, we're now going to call ourselves environmentalist and transhumanist. They don't know that. They haven't read the Agenda 21 documents. They haven't read the books by the head of UNESCO at the UN, Julian Huxley, brother of Aldous Huxley. They don't understand this program where the globalists study humans and how to control us and how to cut our resources off. They don't know. It's fun to boss people around. They had a big Canadian government study that came out earlier this year that showed you're six times more likely to be a criminal if you're an environmentalist. Well, of course, they're a bunch of bossy, busybodies that want to get in everybody's business. It's disgusting. In fact, folks won't believe that. Well, you type in, you're six times more likely to be a criminal if you're an environmentalist in double-blind studies, because they would do these psychological tests on them. And it was an Enviro group that actually did it. They're control freaks. They're the same group that would have been in the Klan 60 years ago. By the way, it wasn't all white people like Al Gore says that were racist. It was his buddy, big grand wizard Senator Byrd, who was. And folks of that ilk, most white people, it was white people that stood up against slavery and said no, starting in 1800 with the abolitionist. But he's saying you're a racist if you don't pay him carbon taxes. And the point I'm getting at here is that this is how they try to basically take the moral high ground. And it's these gangs of people. Don't you know the Klan thinks they're in the right protecting themselves when they do all these horrible things? Same thing with the Greenies. All over Austin, it's well known. If you park an SUV down at Zilker Park, there's just glass all over the ground, and they just key your car, knock your windows out. How do I know? It's happened to us. Doesn't matter if you've got a big family or five or six people. You got a van, tires are slashed, windows are knocked out. And there's these little trendy little neo-Nazi hippies just sliming around town, and they're just attacking SUVs at random all over the U.S., burning down car dealerships, burning down houses. They've killed people. They love it. They're a bunch of commie dirtbags, and I got news for them. The big banks setting up the carbon taxes, Ken Lay that developed the carbon tax plan, along with Al Gore, they're never going to give you any of the chicken feed, you dirtbag scum. All right, that's it. I'm shutting up now. It's just the Texas Power Commission has now come out and announced that it is going to massively increase prices, double in the next 3 to 5 years, 30% in the next year, and there will be rolling blackouts. We now live in a third world country where we got to pay protection money to fat dirtbags. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Drew in Houston. Drew, thanks for holding, then Craig, James, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
I have to give you honor, man. I'm a Big Ten football player, and God blessed me in a big way. And I'm going to tell you something. This thing that is happening, you awoke me to, man. I was a neocon. I was a Rush Limbaugh. After 2 weeks after 9/11, I called him. I was on his show. I said, we got to nuke every single terrorist. You know what?
You can't do that. You'd have to nuke the Al-Qaeda that just took over Libya.
Well, you got it, brother. Now I'm smart because of you. Thank you.
No, well, thank you, Drew.
That right now, brother.
No, I appreciate you, Drew. I appreciate you putting up with me. I'm just an angry person that figured out their con games. What do you think of Al Gore saying you're a racist if you don't pay him carbon money?
To breathe? Are you kidding me? What a joke.
You got to pay that fat slob.
You know what I'd like to do, that little boy? I'd like to take his freaking neck and smash it. But I'm not going to be physical. I'm going to be, you know, a nice guy.
Well, here's the thing about Al Gore. He's got giant mansions all over the U.S. That's the thing about the Rothschilds. They've got palaces everywhere. And I'm not against that if they didn't steal the money. They want us to openly pay them a percentage of every kilowatt of power we use, every gallon of gas we use, a direct tax to a bunch of scum. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? And now,
of course, hey, bro, let me break this down for you, man. Well, here's my deal. I know how to beat these people. You have got to take out the heart and soul of what they are. You've got to beat them. And my corporate thing was to take down corporations. This is what I did as a living, strategy. But you got to take out the biggest and the baddest, and you boycott them. We're at the bottom of the pyramid, man. You know this.
Well, that's what Max Kaiser says. Hey, I'm all for boycotting Warren Buffett, Al Gore. They're all right up there at the top of this. I'm all for boycotting their organizations. And look, they're in this video clip, I didn't finish the whole thing, they admit they're starting to lose. They're squealing like little pigs, Drew.
I'm here in Houston, brother. I'm a Texas brother with you, man. And I'll tell you something, man. We are global, and we will beat them.
We are going to beat them. We're beating them on the carbon taxes. We're beating them on their gun grabbing. We're beating them on their abortion. The majority of Americans are now against it. We're going to beat them on everything. They want the moral high ground to sit around and boss us around. When they try to boss me around, I get in their face. They want to sit there and henpeck us. It isn't going to happen. America needs to grow the huevos. I'm going to leave it at that. Craig in Wisconsin, good to hear from you, Drew. Craig, you're on the air.
The comments that Gore made about comparing environmentalism to racism is offensive to anybody who's experienced racism or probably, racist also.
But I want to be clear. This isn't even real environmentalism. That's what I'm saying. Carbon dioxide is the threat? No, there's hundreds of things that if there was serious moves to restrict it, I'd be for it. But that isn't what it is. It's a tax to the scumbag.
And that's the reason I'm calling about the nuclear power plants, and the coverage that you had during the Fukushima disaster was just golden.
Yeah, I got three children. I don't want something bad environmental, so I do my homework. And I'm telling you, carbon dioxide that plants are begging for is not the threat. Plus, under this Gore system, it doesn't cut it. It moves it to China and Mexico. So it's nothing but a fraud. I'm sorry. Make your point about Fukushima. I'm going to try to shut up.
Well, your coverage was just, absolutely golden. It covered the topic. You were the only one covering it. And that's a way that the environment actually can be changed by human beings. And also, if you look at things like HAARP and other weather manipulation and modification technology, it could really be an issue because
exactly,
the scientists and others, the policymakers, the bankers. These people in power, they never take the time to actually think about it in a spiritual way. They never reflect on their own conscience. They have no conscience. It's not about the environment for them. It's about money.
It's about a power grab. They use our good environmental concern to take it away, package it, and use it to grab power while the real environmental crises get worse. Great call. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
One reason I've had success over the years is that I am real. What you see is what you get. There's not a bunch of packaging here. There is a lot of preparation. And then I tend to just do the preparation, researching information, and get so angry I just go in there and start screaming. But you need to get angry. We've just got this attitude of, well, that's the government, and they do what they want, and I don't go in government buildings, and I don't confront government. And now you try to go to a government building, and they treat you like you're absolutely, you know what, on the bottom of their shoes. And they're not just going to stop where they've left off. They're going to keep going. And special interests are going to come in and grease the skids and have them basically turn you into their slaves. It is so outrageous. It is so crazy to know that plants live off of carbon dioxide, to know that carbon dioxide has been dozens and dozens of times higher than it is now, to have scientists, real scientists, report that plants aren't growing as well because carbon dioxide is so low, and that in different periods when the earth has bloomed is when we have a higher carbon dioxide. And then you see Al Gore's plan. Let's just say carbon dioxide is like nerve gas that's going to kill you, which it isn't, but let's just say it is. We have the clean systems that release a lot less of it And then China has completely dirty stacks, just shooting pure poison into the air. All the stuff coming out of the coal, the mercury, arsenic, everything. Ashes coming down on the cities, like our country had 100 years ago. And when he shuts down our plants, the jobs, the industry just moves there. So it's one world, more stuff goes out. That's what I mean. It's like, and then the big mega corporations, they block new technological developments. I've seen the plans for carburetors in the 70s that got 100 miles to the gallon, General Motors. None of that's allowed to come out. And then you find out big oil's actually behind the carbon tax to shut down coal, because that then will boost the price of oil. I mean, they've got this whole thing figured out. See, coal is something that's not a monopoly. There are hundreds of companies worldwide producing coal, more than 30 big ones here in the U.S. They don't like that. The big barons of control don't like it. And that's why Obama said, I will bankrupt coal. And that's when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, who along with Ken Lay wrote up the carbon tax plan back in the mid-90s, they said, that's it, $1 billion, you're in. But it didn't matter. The other little minion was bought and paid for as well. He was calling for carbon taxes. Remember that guy, John McCain? All right, let's go to James, Greg, Josh, Don, Cheryl, Richard, Jody, Dangerous, Richard, and others. James in New Jersey, let's move quick. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me. People need to look at the connection between Hollywood and Al Gore. He won the Oscar in 2007 for The Convenient Lie, or whatever that movie was. And, you know, Hollywood is just government propaganda. That's why the Obama administration is approving that Hurt Locker director. She's making the movie about how Osama was killed or whatever. You know, that.
Yeah, lie. They've authorized them to come in and be given national security clearances. And it's come out that that's basically illegal because they're using government assets to do it. But so much of this stuff is government paid for. Right in time for the election that Obama's this big hero with this director.
Right. One of the ways people can counter the racism that people are talking about is actually you did this in a way when you had Prodigy on your show. You know, I know a lot of African-Americans, I try to wake up my own community or whatever, but they just believe that, you know, this Tea Party, they're all racist because they believe that government propaganda. They believe that, you know, Hollywood is the truth and government is everything. But, you know, that's not the case. That's why, you know, they've been running this psychological warfare on us all week here in Jersey. That hurricane, it wasn't even bad at all. However, you know, they had mandatory evacuations, mandatory curfews. They were flying this insane NWO-looking flag, which was just, like, pure red, and it just had a little black square in the middle of it. It was just really bizarre. And they had us going on for, you know, 24 hours. But
that's a hurricane flag, but yeah, the exactly. The point is, any excuse to come in and take control, and thank God it wasn't that bad of a hurricane, or they'd be in there taking guns right now from law-abiding citizens in New York. Thank you so much, James. Great to hear from you. Greg in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, good to speak with you, Alex.
Welcome.
I have some news about Fukushima. Basically, it's a website. It's Fukushima-diary.com. It's ran by a man by the name of Yori Mochizuki.
Yeah, well, I've seen his videos. In fact, he was the guy, one of them, that proved that radiation was many times higher than the government said, and now the government's had to resign. In fact, Jaron, that's the guy I want to get on. Give us the website one more time. But, I mean, look, I could see in the first month of it, they wouldn't show any, they would say not reporting on their radiation monitors in the states where it was the worst, Fukushima Prefecture and other areas. And then I noticed our government that had sensors everywhere and its ships had the fleet run 200 miles south. And then the Chinese picked up high radiation and we knew that there was a cover-up, and now they admit there was a cover-up.
Yes, sir. And it's Fukushima-diary.com. And apparently they're playing some games with the food over there. They're like the animals that were living in Fukushima Prefecture, they've shipped them to other neighboring prefectures. And then basically you're saying that the origin of that is from those prefectures, not Fukushima.
Yeah, that even came out in the Associated Press weeks ago, that they're secretly selling the cows and chickens and things that they know are contaminated. I know that's government. It's look, corrupt people run for city council. They get elected. They do corrupt things. Globalists notice that and then promote them. And the more corrupt you are, the higher you go. Oh, you're for a forced inoculation of a vaccine that's killed people in trials and they can't approve it? Rick Perry, you're going to the White House. you're the only guy we could find to do this. You'll actually take a vaccine that's killing people in the trials and doesn't even protect you from this type of cancer. You'll do that? Well, you're the president then. I mean, as soon as he did that, the Bilderberg Group said, Rick Perry, come to Europe, meet with the world leaders. You're going to be president. You're cold-blooded.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the thing I noticed about Fukushima, too, is that now there's cases of mass radiation sickness, so people are getting nosebleeds, dizziness, things of that nature.
Oh, their top scientists have resigned and said that hundreds of thousands will die. Yeah, no, we will definitely go to the Fukushima diary and get him on, because his work and others in the last 5-6 months have proven the cover-up, which has now made the government resign. Well, how about the government goes to prison for lying? Why weren't they just honest about it?
Right. And I have a suggestion, too, for another guest. Are you familiar with Max Egan? He interviewed Benedict Charlie, you know, for the whole 9/11 thing, did the first one.
No, I'm not. Send me that in an email. I appreciate your call, Greg, but I've been meaning for months to get that Japanese gentleman on. I know he's doing radio interviews. But, again, it's now out in the open. It's admitted. Radiation sickness, death. But, see, now it's not a big news item. And the radiation's blowing over here, and the EPA says, hey, increased radiation's good for you. Just pay Al Gore money for carbon dioxide, plants breathe. And the school kids are taught with these video games and shows they show them. In fact, just type in, a child's video game, destroy carbon dioxide blobs, and the carbon dioxide are big monsters. And the kids are all scared of carbon dioxide. The plants may breathe it. Part of the life cycle. But radiation, oh, that's nutritious. Ann Coulter says you should go bathe in it. It's wonderful. She said that the Japanese should be thankful for the radiation. Yes, yes. Josh in Hawaii, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I talked to you a few months back about some new ideas or new tactics in the info war. You guys do such an incredible job, and I know you're about to ratchet it up and open up a new front in a few more days. And so we thank you all for that. But it's like you say, I mean, especially for the new listeners out there, if you're taking this in and you're not doing anything about it, then you are wrong. You need to be out and trying to unlock minds and pass this on. But specifically, I have some last time we talked, you said, hey, these are good ideas. Write it up in an article. Send it in. I've been trying to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, we got to go to break. I'm going to come back to you briefly. But send it to showtips@infowars.com. Believe me, I've got great webmasters and people that are posting. But I think I'm going to start posting on InfoWars and Prison Planet. It's WordPress. I can do it myself because I end up working anyways till 2 in the morning every day. So in the future, you can send me an article. I'll get it posted.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I marvel at the corruption. That's why I work so hard to try to expose it. I try to point it out to people, hoping people wake up and say no to it. I mean, it's so outrageous that we let the system lecture us all day when they're a bunch of discredited criminals. All right, look, I want to at least go to five or six phone calls here right now at the end of the show. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Next Thursday night, 7 p.m., we kick off InfoWars Nightly News. It'll be hosted at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a lot of little cable systems and people that want to pick it up. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. But, Josh, I know a lot of people send us great articles, great ideas, and we end up missing them or not getting them posted on the sites. But briefly, what are some of your ideas to wake people up?
Well, actually, Alex, I had a kind of a beta test of a Twitter/YouTube bomb. I'm actually able to reply to your most recent tweet of 26 August about the mayor ordering cops to arrest people just because they said his name. I'm going to reply to you with that tweet. Mine says, YouTube/Twitter bomb, Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama. That's his most recent campaign ad, very powerful. It says InfoWarriors retweet/watch this video, and then the link is there. So maybe tomorrow you can ask everyone to go in, and you can tweet it and have everyone retweet it out. Then after
no, that's a great idea. Don't just use the Google bombs. We should do tweet bombs on air. Great point, Josh. Send over your ideas, and we'll continue to scan for them. We just get so many emails, we miss some of the good stuff. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Welcome. Good.
Let me shut my speaker off. I'm sorry. Hold on. Okay. The first thing I wanted to put out was, as far as getting the info out, is one idea I've come up with is I burn your DVDs, and thank you for allowing everybody to do that.
I'm not allowing you to. I'm begging you to. Thank you.
I do is I put them in, you know, buy the paper sleeves. You can get like 100 for $6. I leave them lay on newspaper boxes or anytime I stop at a store. I just lay them on there. You found it. You watch it. And the curiosity is going to make people watch them without even having to think about, you know, an argument of, oh, you're crazy, New World.
Oh, yeah, no, the power of people making copies of DVDs and emailing people YouTube clips, that's why we're having such a giant effect, is the millions of listeners out there taking action. You are the power of the show. You are 99% of the effectiveness.
I believe it's got to work, because why would you not watch it? And another thing I wanted to point out, because I know you're short on time, I heard on NPR the other day about how Al-Qaeda rebels were hurting civilians, and I'm like trying to tell people at work, it's like, you realize the Al-Qaeda rebels are backed by NATO?
Well, that's what's crazy. I've got ABC, CBS, Fox News clips showing the U.S. Marines growing an army, the opium, and shipping it out of Afghanistan. And this has been out for 2 years, and nobody cares. It's in mainstream news that the rebels are Al-Qaeda and are going to run Libya. And it's like, well, Al-Qaeda's good. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're like, shut up, conspiracy theorist. No, it's insane. It's insane.
I've showed that to people, and I'm opening their eyes. And another thing to do, real quick, and I'll get off so another caller can get on. I read your reports at lunchtime, and I read Drudge. And I just give out reports of lemonade stand shutdowns. Or like everybody at work is like, well, what do you mean?
By the way, there's thousands of them. Even Forbes said, what's going on with the attack on lemonade stands nationwide? They're arresting people because prisoners can't grow gardens or sell lemonade. They want you to go into a big box store. This is
exactly.
A total culture shift. The globalists are involved in a revolution against us. They're trying to break our will and teach us to lick their boots like third world slaves. Appreciate your call, Don. Awesome caller. Cheryl in California, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, sir, and thank your wife for supporting you to do this work on a daily basis.
She is the queenie. We appreciate her.
Yeah, two things. I would like your support on a 9/11 thing, but first, I'm a substitute teacher, and my job is to pretty much take attendance and sign my name on the attendance sheet. That's pretty much my job. They've started a new policy of doing a warm body count at school. Now, I do a lot of studying, and the warm body count just really calls my attention. Why they would be programming this certain terminology in the teacher's head. Let's say an emergency does happen. Will that then allow the teachers to react in a way that is somewhat rational because they've already been doing this warm body count? It's very...
Well, the schools are totally federalized. They've got cash awards to tattle on each other and tattle on the parents and tattle on people skipping school to get $20 or $40, depending on it. You turn in Mama, it's $200. Austin's got it for years. It's just a total disgusting society. You send your kids to public school to learn how to use drugs and buy stuff for Madison Avenue and watch MTV, but the schools are just an absolute nightmare. I see reports where parents pick their kids up without getting authorization and they go to jail. And I've seen schools announce in federal court that they own our kids. The government thinks they own your children.
Well, yeah, they don't think it. They're actually the children are wards of the state, which is why Child Protective Services can come get your kids. And on that note, I would like to suggest, my people shall perish for a lack of knowledge comes from the Bible. People, if you want a waiver, pick up a book, read, and you will learn how to get a waiver. The power is in your signature. That's the real money. Alex, I'm begging for your support. I have an idea for 9/11. My idea is people do not spend any money worldwide. Do not spend a dime. Spend money beforehand, but do not spend a dime on 9/11.
Now, that's a great idea, Cheryl, and I appreciate your call. That'll get their attention. Remember, they print the money. These are like fake chips they give us, and then they use that to try to get real property and quote, human resources. That's us, the humans. But the globalists are social engineers, and they see us as like rats in a cage they're manipulating. Wake up to the cage, become aware of the overall manipulation. That's the point of this broadcast. Richard in Indiana, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I am a racist, and I am evil for reporting this to you. Here we go. Associated Press, out of Asheville, North Carolina, the Southern Governors Association meeting. Duke Energy CEO, whom, by the way, is Jim Rogers, and he got his start with Ken Lay at Enron. He also spearheaded the formation of the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, announces for our Duke customers, which we pay our dues to Duke, a 30%, this is a quote, 30% or more over the next few years.
No, that's what I was saying. It's all the power company guys go, it's for the earth. It's going to be 30% in the next few years, and then it'll double after that. It's for the earth. What's the AP headline on that?
Just sent this to Show Tips about 20 minutes ago, hoping you guys would put this up on InfoWars.
Yeah, I've got a call with the webmaster to do that.
Duke Energy 30% increase.
Yeah, what's the headline, though, dealing
with? It says, Duke Energy CEO warns governors of costly energy. And in it, he says that the prices will rise for Duke customers 30% or more over the next decade.
Well, of course it will. It's for the earth. I mean,
now, mind you, in another article I have here, Jim Rogers did this knowingly that if he would sign on to the U.S. Climate Action Committee, he would get subsidies and probably waivers to do this.
So yeah, no, that's the whole thing's about being part of the mafia. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So,
I appreciate your call. I'm going to check that out, Richard.
Yeah,
dangerous in California. Dangerous. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Would you like to worship Al Gore here?
Actually, this is an environmentally related call, somewhat, and it's also related to banking. But, I'm not bashing gold, and I'm not trying to go against gold, but I did want to point out that there is an environmental toll that's taken on the environment. When
yeah, some of the mines, they use cyanide to leach the gold out.
Yeah, so there's, IndieBay just ran an article today about how they have a campaign, and it's against a major gold mining company, Barrick Gold, and it's called protestbarrick.net. And they're advocating the use of Bitcoins. And I had called up a couple weeks ago to discuss.
No, I heard that. Listen, we're out of time, but absolutely everything will kill you. Drinking too much water will. But I am for safer, cleaner ways of extracting gold out of the ground. Sorry to Jody and Richard. Rich, you call me tomorrow during the weekday show. I'll go to you first, okay? Front of the line for those folks that can get back in. Look, everything will be all right if you just pay more taxes to Al Gore. A direct corporate tax directly to him. I'm an extremist for being against it. I admit it. Man Bear King is God.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.